Why is that?
Because I want to dictate the environment that I want to be in. So it's just like, you know, you can't give me the bells and whistles and be like, yeah, you know, I'd rather see what you do on a day-to-day basis. Or like, that stuff really doesn't impress me. And arenas and doing extra shit just for me, like, nah. I just want to see if you're a real person. I just want to make sure I get as much money as I can in my next deal. Okay. So I can stack up my money and figure it out.
Okay, Shannon, what do you make of those comments?
KD said he didn't want to talk about free agency entering into this year. For someone that doesn't want to talk about a subject, he sure spends a lot of time talking about the subject.
That's a very good point.
We're on the smoke, man. Good morning or good afternoon. Talking about Kevin Durant this morning. What I just played, those are his comments from some podcaster. I'm not sure who it was. Got to be somebody huge. Or maybe just a close person to KD because he's on there again. I don't know. The outfit he had on the last time when he was on that show looks similar to what he had on just now. So I don't know if that's just maybe they released another piece or did he say this all at one time? I don't think this. I think this looks like the same outfit that he had on when he first had the Draymond Green fight. So this might have just been an extent of what they were building. Now, an extent, like a full interview, and then they release out pieces. You know, saying every piece that he comes out and says is going to be, big. Now, I told you myself, I feel like he gone. I feel like KD gone. Like, I 100% do feel like the Draymond Green situation caused that shit. Like, I don't, like, he probably was thinking about it. Like, he was on the edge of probably the brink of thinking of it. And then that situation kicked that shit right off the bucket. Like, oh, fuck no, you got me fucked up. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about the situation. Like he had to be. It's no way that he'll be going around talking. I can guarantee you these comments are old. It's no way that he could be. These are actually kind of fucked up. Like, if I was a Golden State fan, after seeing that right there, I would completely be like, man, we about to just enjoy this nigga while it lasts, man, because this shit is old. It would even be awkward for him to sign with Golden State after saying something like this. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, still what Draymond Green did was wrong, but I can understand if Draymond Green would have did what he did, like, say he did it, like say they play tomorrow and that shit happens, and he did exactly what he did tomorrow after shit like this has came out, then that's a little different. I can understand, like, where, you know, why would he bring that up, and you know what I'm saying? But so this is, like, he going hard now. I guess since dude did that shit, he like, fuck it, the gloves off, I'm gonna do what I do and talk about whatever I want to talk about. But he kind of made fun of the Golden State organization, saying like, oh yeah, where they building, building a stadium, shit like that don't impress me, or like, what? Like, that doesn't even. This is what gets me here. He said, I want to figure out how you is on a day-to-day basis. I'm gonna play that clip back for you so you can hear what he said. And I'm gonna explain that.
Why is that?
Because I want to dictate the environment that I want to be in. So it's just like, you know, you can't give me the bells and whistles and be like, yeah, you know, I'd rather see what you do on a day-to-day basis. Or like, that stuff really doesn't impress me. And arenas and doing extra shit just for me, like, nah. I just want to see if you're a real person. I just want to make sure I get as much money as I can.
I want to see if you're a real person. So he's talking about an owner. What the fuck does an owner have to be a real person for? Like, nigga, either they gonna poop. As good as you are, nigga, they either gonna pay you or they not. Like, that ain't, nigga, as good as he is, excuse me, they either gonna pay you or they gonna pay you more. Like it is what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're top of the line. So that to me is like what I said. If you remember what my podcast that I shot first about the Draymond Green situation and him, I said I felt like a lot of the people around, and notice he said I want control of the atmosphere. When a person say that, that's just like you. When a person say some shit like that, they clearly 100% don't like the atmosphere that is going on. Like if niggas is play or niggas is, oh, this, like a lot of atmospheres be like that where it's like the atmosphere is like, this the big dog, you the little dog, you know what I'm saying? Or that's mommy, that's poppy, you the son, so stay in your lane. And I think what it is over there is just like he's kind of looked at as like the nigga that came over and joined the, you know what I'm saying? I think even in the eyes, I said it on my podcast, I feel like even in the eyes of the Golden State Warriors, the players, they looking at it like, nigga, you came over here, nigga, like you, nigga, y'all, we whooped y'all, y'all had us three, you know what I'm saying? Like, regardless of what, they are always gonna look at that. You see, it's clear to see this nigga said what he said, and fucking KD been over there for 2 years, nigga. Like, I can see this, you know, he said this came out on the first year. He been over there, this is his third season with y'all, you know what I'm saying? So, that's bullshit. Now, if you the narrative over there is probably like KD probably like third or fourth best because you got the big three that was there and then him, even though in talent wise he better than all them niggas, but that's how it's viewed at in the locker rooms and the, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, when Draymond Green was saying what he was saying, you could tell that he like at the top of the food chain as far as in the locker room. That's why the team suspended him. That's why the team suspended Draymond, because they wanted to like they know that was basically like a move punish the bully so the little brother is okay. That's what that was. And that probably he didn't like. That's why you see he said, "Man, I didn't give a fuck about the suspension. I didn't care about the suspension either." Like, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, KD is looked at as like the third wheel over there, Joe, but he the best fucking nigga. You know, and you have situations like that where a lot of situations in life like that are looked upon like that. But in Kevin Durant's shoes, it shouldn't be like that. You know what I'm saying? Now, wherever the fuck he goes, he's going to be looked at as the big dog. Like how when D-Wade was a big dog and then LeBron came over there and then slowly but surely they assumed turned everything over to LeBron, like, "Are you the big dog? D-Wade gonna play the," you know what I'm saying? But like I said, and that's cool, but KD is getting the fourth treatment over here. So that's why, you know, they gotta do a little side shit like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna build an arena." And so what he mean by on a day-to-day basis is like day-to-day situations like, "Oh, okay, well, damn, this might happen." That's how they feel like certain situations they did wrong shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you look back at that video, it was a lot more people that was kind of like hitting that KD over Durant. Hitting that KD over, what's his name, Draymond Green. It was way more people kind of like pinching at KD, like, "Man, chill out, cool it, bro, cool." You know what I'm saying? As opposed to like hollering at Draymond Green, like, you know what I'm saying? They was kind of like giving Draymond Green the big dog treatment, like that's big bro, you know, big bro do shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But with KD, even Iguodala kind of grabbed him off the, like, "Bruh, like calm down, little nigga." Like, you know what I'm saying? And KD not an old nigga. He not like a super veteran. KD, I don't even think he's 30 yet. Or if he's 30, he just turned 30 like months ago. You know what I'm saying? So, That's the case. So we're, and now wherever Kevin Durant goes, he will be the big dog. Like he will be the number one outstanding big dog. Like he like I think he want to get back to that. That's what he mean by. And then he can control like what's going on. Like hey, KD, we, like over there it's like oh my God, Steph Curry. Soon as they get to lose, oh, it's just Steph Curry. You know what I'm saying? And it's never like KD. It's almost like, oh shit. Well, hopefully KD steps up, and you know what I'm saying. So it's like he. I know exactly what he mean. I'm telling you right here, he's definitely leaving them niggas, man. He is leaving them niggas because it's no way that you would say this type of shit if you was planning on staying with somebody. Oh, it's the Chris Haynes podcast on Yahoo Sports. If you wanna rehear the full interview with him and Kevin Durant, I'm gonna go check it out myself. But like I said, man, it looks like, it, I swear to God, this has to be the same fit that he had on, bro. Like this is just another extended part that they, you know, and this is gonna make Kevin Durant mad as shit because he probably like, damn, why y'all bringing this shit out now? Like with the, you know what I'm saying? Like soon as some shit go bad, then they wanna bring up some shit like this. You know what I'm saying? And I know this shit gonna just make him mad because, you know, they're going to be probably asking questions. And that was kind of bad for him to say, oh, you know, shit like that don't faze me. You get new arenas and shit. Like, that's pretty bad. Like, the Golden State owner seemed like a pretty cool dude. You know what I'm saying? So I'm pretty sure that those comments kind of rubbed him the wrong way. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think his name, Rob, I'm not sure what the dude's name is, but I know for a fact that owner loves the Durant, but even 1 year at the parade, something had got said, like the owner had kind of made a joke. He kind of made a joke to Durant, like basically, like nigga, you already know, nigga, Steph the big dog over here. This was at the first ring ceremony. I can't remember the joke. But it was like you could tell it was kind of like it stuck to his ribs a little bit because the owner ended up saying like, hey, and I was just playing, man. It's all fun and games, man. We'll give him everything he want. But it was kind of like if you ask me, I think it was kind of like one of them funny jokes, but it was a lot of seriousness in it. You know what I'm saying? Like they probably really was feeling like that or that shit probably really what it is. You know what I'm saying? So. I don't know, man. I say Kevin Durant go. I say he just go to. I don't know about New York because, I mean, I don't think. Like I know Porzingis cool, and probably I'm probably saying this because he, you know, we haven't seen him play in a while. But I don't know if he would want to go with. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he would want to go there to play with Porzingis. Like what? Like, why? Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? You would see him, I would see him wanting to play with, you know, maybe Kyrie Irving before going to play with, you know, Porzingis, you know what I'm saying? Like, he said he's a fan of Kyrie Irving, so, but, you know, Kyrie Irving supposedly is staying in Boston. Please, God, let that happen. But, like I said, if him and KD went to New York, like, man, they would bring them niggas back, man, and that would bring them niggas back, man, and winning a ring over there would definitely be some vicious shit for KD to do. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I think bro want to go for like, I think he want to at least finish with more rings than him, and I feel like if he younger than a person. All right, LeBron will be 34 in a couple days. KD, like, 29, 30. So, if you know, after this year, KD, they'll have the same amount of rings, 3-3. You know, KD and LeBron been in the league, of course, years longer. Because KD's older and KD actually went to college. So, he got a lot of years. So it's like he crept up on him fast, already about to tie him up. So, I feel like all he got to do is get him, go somewhere, work hard, and get him one more, and that'll put him over the top. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm going to say KD leaving.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.